When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ole Miss football's Jared Ivey welcomes you to the Ivy League, powered by Riverland Roofing. Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into the Ivy League, sponsored by Riverland Roofing. We're here in the Riverland Roofing Studios. That's Jared Ivey. This is his show. It's the Ivy League. How you doing, man?
You got such a better intro than me, man. I feel like you put my intro to bed with that.
No, it's just he always starts the shows a little nervous.
I don't know. I mean, you know, the flashing lights and the microphones, they do something to you, man. But I'm good, yeah.
Good. You were hurt 2 weeks ago. You got carted off. Everybody saw this. You knew you were going to get asked this first. Yeah. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm pretty much back to 100. I just a little banged up and a twisted ankle, and kind of all of it was, you know, the main part of it was that night when it, you know, I really was tender and I couldn't really do much, but really rehabbed last week and was living in the training room, so I'm ready to go this week.
The Ivy League is always brought to you by Riverland Roofing. For all your roofing needs, text or call Riverland Roofing today, riverlandroofing.com, and I write for the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and Fleet of 03. He never says it.
I always forget to say that part.
He always forgets it. Yeah. omspirit.com. We're running a promo this week because Ole Miss is opening SEC play. 50% off annual subs. Just use code REBS, R-E-B-S.
Was it harder than sitting out last week for you?
Of course. I was doing everything, you know, in my power to come back and play last week, but I felt like I wasn't going to be able to, you know, be myself and provide the way, you know, I'm expected to provide. So it hurt, but it was good to see the young guys get out there and get their shine and make some plays and see them step up and, you know, how they took the process serious, you know, the week leading up, you know, that was awesome to see. So very proud of those guys and just excited to get back to it.
Look, man, it's wild. We've talked about this before, the depth of options that Ole Miss has, because I figured like Cam Franklin would step in for you, you know, get a little run against the Georgia Southern, but no. Ole Miss takes one of its other top three round picks and J.J. Pegues and just slides him over to defensive end, and y'all really don't skip a beat. And this comes with Jared being the top ranked defensive player for Ole Miss through 4 weeks, over 90 grade on Pro Football Focus. What does it mean say about the strength of this team and why y'all have the confidence you do, why y'all believe that, and y'all are favored in every game you play the rest of the way. That depth on the defensive line specifically, man, that's wild, dude, that like you can just lose a Jared and JJ slides over. What does that say, you think, about y'all's group together?
Yeah, I think schematically our situation is really highlights us as players, and it's so multiple that, you know, where we have a lot of guys that can do a lot of stuff, and I think it really shows off our versatility. Obviously, JJ is a very versatile guy. You know, he's playing offense and doing what he's doing. So, you know, it's nothing for him to get out there and deal with a little more space. But kind of the way our situation is built is around, you know, this idea of having a positionless D-line and just, you know, everybody knowing everything and everybody being able to play every position. You know, I think it really speaks to, you know, the coaching, you know, and Coach Joyner and preaching that level of confidence in ourselves and then us having that amongst ourselves as well, and just being able to go out there, communicate, and not have to just be left and right or just be field and boundary. You know, a lot of guys can step into many different roles, and it excites me.
Because it's pretty cool too, because you were already doing what JJ did on Saturday. I mean, you started out as a true defensive end when you got here, and you've moved inside. You can play all over. You can play all positions. So that versatility, again, a feather in the cap of a title contender. But you look at this Kentucky team, I know y'all been watching them this week. What have you seen so far when you watch them on film? They've got some talent, especially with Avarian Brown, who Ole Miss desperately wanted as a five-star wide receiver. They've got some talent. What have you seen from them so far?
Yeah, you know, they've got a solid group. They still got that kid who almost housed that screenplay a couple years ago. So, obviously, he's a stud. You know, they got a really good backfield. They got two solid backs, and, you know, they got a good O-line. So, you know, we're in the SEC play now where there's talent everywhere, and you know, it's the little things that are going to separate you. So that's kind of the stuff that we're trying to focus on. And yeah, man, just it's time, man. It's here. And we're ready to attack it.
Are you going to play against Kentucky?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, you heard it on his Ivy League. Breaking news.
I didn't know.
No, it's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke.
It was never anything too serious, you know, thank God. So, yeah, you know, I'm ready to go.
Well, Kentucky's got to bring back some good memories, bro. That was a scoop and score touchdown, right?
No, that was
No. Sorry, it was the fumble recovery. The scoop and score is too late. No,
it was neither. Yeah, it was neither.
It was neither. So, I'm sorry. Yeah, but you recovered. Yeah, I remember you made a play against Kentucky. Mm. And Kentucky's a team that, their opening SEC play is different. It's different this week.
That game definitely happened. And then, you know, we're going to get ready to play them again this upcoming week. But it was a strip sack.
Strip sack, sorry.
You know, very last play of the game. And you know, a great memory and probably one of my favorites at Ole Miss.
Does it feel different, though, when SEC play does roll around? Because, I mean, we media fans, we are like, oh, yay, you know, but – for y'all, does it feel different as far as preparation?
Yeah, you know, the coaches might get a little more explicit. The meetings might get a little bit longer. The scout guys might go a little bit harder. So, you know, it's like it's in the air. You know, the city gets a little bit more hectic and you feel it coming. So, yeah, I mean, no shade to you know, the teams we've played, you know, early this year. But, yeah, you know, everybody knows what this conference is. So, you know, we're excited to get out there and you know, work through some adversity.
Well, I know you've never thought about this before, but I just thought about it now. I mean, this is your last SEC opener. That's got to be weird. I mean, look, Jared has been a 3-year starter at Ole Miss. So, like, you know, as far as the all-time greats go, you're right there with other greats. So you played those 3 years. Just accept it. It's okay. Just let me give him the shot. He's a humble guy. I'm not humble for my guy. I'm gonna vouch for him. I'm like your Paul Heyman, bro. I'm gonna hype
Paul
you up.
Paul Heyman is crazy.
I'm gonna hype you up. You're the original tribal chief here. But knowing that this is the start of that's kind of got to be a different thing. It's a real thing. It's like, oh wow, it's the beginning of. You know,
I would say this is the first time I've thought about it.
I knew it would be.
I feel like for the fans, it's like, oh, the SEC, like we've already played, you know, 4 games. So
right.
It's, I feel like week 1 is the opener. I'm not.
yeah, you feel that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So there's, you know, those teams are good teams and they have good players. So, and football is football. So, you know, I'm just excited to get into this last dance and have all these opportunities to go 1-0, man.
I got to ask you this because usually he hosts his own Ivy League. Does it feel weird for me sitting here across from you?
I think just because we did the deal we did last week and you calling me for the media day situation, I'm kind of getting used to it.
Getting used to it? So, well, ask me a question then. I can be your guest today.
Man, I heard through the grapevine.
Uh-oh. Oh, God.
There's this kid. His name's Ollie. I don't know. I'm hearing from a bunch of different sources that some things are going on. I just wanted to get your take on that. You know, I mean, this is your first time experiencing this type of situation. I'm not going to say too much. I'm going to let you, you know, take the reins and answer this question. But would you like to let the people know about Ollie?
First of all, when I thought I was throwing the questions to him, he was going to ask me about, hey, Ben, what's your favorite movie? Yeah. Your favorite band? The best frontman ever, and we know who the best frontman ever is.
I'm just
know
trying
that
to
is?
Stay relevant.
It's Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin.
Robert Plant.
Of course, and ask
Robert,
any of these
yeah, no, yeah.
Robert Plant's the greatest frontman of all time, outside of Mick Jagger, but he still can't hold a candle.
No, I agree. I agree.
So Ollie is my 12-year-old daughter Gracie's first
boyfriend, you son of a gun. It's our first boyfriend. And he walks up to me at Gracie's glow party.
Yes.
And he says, "Hey, Mr. Garrett, I'm Ollie."
Wait, at the glow? I thought you were inviting me to the glow party.
No, I've already. That's already happened.
Wow, that hurts.
Well, first of all, I invited him to Tarzan when I was in that, and you didn't show up.
Okay. I wasn't here.
Yes. Oh, because he had to go to Miami.
No, yeah. I was. This was spring break.
Again, he had to go to Miami or South Beach.
I was in Florida, but
hey, I am trying to get Miss Tracy to be in our production of.
I'm not. Look at him try to segue. This is crazy.
Anyway, Ollie is my 12-year-old daughter Gracie's first boyfriend. He walked up to me at the glow party and he said, "Mr. Garrett, it's nice to meet you. I'm Gracie's boyfriend, Ollie." And I said, "The hell you are." But he's sweetheart of a kid. And yes, I'm not ready for this at all. Gracie hit me up the other day. She's like, she was very cool about it. But she walked in, she's like, "I have to tell you something." And I already knew because her mama had kind of busted her out for me. She's like, "You need to act surprised. So, hey, Gracie, watching it, doesn't matter." And sure enough, I said, "Oh, what's up, honey? Daddy, I have a boyfriend."
Wow.
Oh, just, well, it was too early.
She didn't even warm you up. She just immediately just.
I'm very proud of her that she feels confident and that she can come up to me and just be honest with me and tell me. However, did I handle it well?
How did you handle it?
I said, "I trust my daughter."
That's good.
That's good. Pretty progressive.
I think she deserves that.
Because she's growing. She's growing. She's going to, you know, we've had these conversations about all this stuff. And he's actually helped me. J.I.'s helped me with perspective about some of this stuff. And I was like, you know, I know she's going to grow and she's going to make mistakes. And she's going to, I trust my daughter. But the first response was, "The hell?"
Of course.
You know, it's just weird because look at me. I'm wearing swim trunks in our interview. You know, I look like a 14-year-old in my face.
Well,
I got Bieber hair. Jake over here in the duck crew that's recording us.
I think probably you and Ollie probably have a lot in common then.
He does have Bieber hair.
Does he?
He does.
Boy, you guys need to take him, you know, do a little fishing or something. I don't know.
But I don't fish. You fish. You take us fishing.
You got the coast on.
That's just because it's a shirt. I'm fat, so I have to wear layers.
Okay, that's
to make myself feel better.
That's real.
We talked about
that. I never argue with that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I never played basketball like he did, but since we're busting each other out, he was a terrible free throw shooter.
Horrible. I was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I shot maybe, you know, 65%, something like that.
That's actually not that bad.
I mean, for that not being my primary role on the team, I think it was.
Did you ever play baseball?
I did till I was like 12, 13.
Where did they have you?
I played everywhere. I was, but when you're young, okay, all right. You can't answer.
You know where I played? You know where I played?
You can't answer.
I played catcher because I was short and fat. And then I kept throwing down to second base, and they would steal third, and they moved me to third base, and then I could play the hockey.
You let people steal third?
Of course I did.
It's pretty bad.
But I didn't have an arm. I wasn't a catcher. It's not my fault they were playing me out of position.
I mean,
I'm a vacuum at first, you think, sir.
Yeah, I'm about to say second or first.
The problem is I can't hit, bro. You got to have power to hit it first.
Man, I missed that, though. That was. I'm glad you brought that up. I do miss playing baseball.
I could really see you fun. Like, if Tywon Malone can come out there and do the thing.
Tyweezy.
Like, yeah, you have that crazy athletic build to where, man, I bet you could hit some tanks.
Yeah, I remember we were playing the Diamondbacks. So this is the GBL, right? So everybody gets their own MLB team.
Yeah.
Name or whatever, and this is the Gwinnett, the Greater Gwinnett Baseball League, GGBO,
and Georgia has the best per capita talent.
I wasn't gonna take it there, but
he sent it to me on Instagram. If y'all watched the Ivy League for any length of time, brought to you by Riverland Roofing and the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Fleet of On Three. A few weeks ago,
so good at that.
A few weeks ago, he and I, who was with us? It was somebody from Mississippi.
It was
Raymond Collins. Raymond Collins.
It was Raymond, yeah.
And Ray was doing the thing. He was fighting the good fight about how Mississippi per capita.
I let him have it.
And J.I., he's not as humble as he's acting. Anyway, he was like, "Guys, it's great what you're saying. Mississippi, that's a cute story. Georgia's number one."
I don't know if I said it.
I was trying to argue that it's closer than he thinks. Turns out he sends me a DM on Twitter. Georgia's by far number one, but Mississippi, number four.
Not close, though.
Not close.
But anyway.
Hey, one and four aren't far, but if you saw the actual numbers.
The number one and four are definitely not far.
Yeah, but the numbers are.
Oh, well, I was going to leave it at that. But
I wasn't. I'm going to say he was right. I was wrong because that's what a humble man says.
Yeah. We got our little complex with a bunch of different baseball fields that everybody plays on simultaneously. And So there's a field here and a field across, and then the connector, and then more fields back here. Mm-hmm. So at the connector is the concession stand. And they used to wheel out a Kona ice truck. And we were playing this guy. He was a stud pitcher for the 12 of you guys. You know what I mean? This is obviously, you know, one of the guys you're going to face mm-hmm. in the GGBL. Mm-hmm. And I went back-to-back foul balls to the Kona ice truck and then struck out. So I showed that I had that power, though.
Yeah, you had the contact.
I showed that I had that power.
You just had to straighten it out.
I really, you know, I was
early on, so
I'm so excited, you know what I mean? I'm early on everything. I was, I was pulling everything. I was really bad with that.
You sound like my youngest daughter, Riley. She's an 8U softball, travel softball. Third ring in 4 tournaments last Saturday. You can come one of those, too. You can come to Boone.
They're doing rings for that.
Mm-hmm. They got 3 rings in 4 tournaments.
Wow.
And little Buggy, she was like you. I've been telling her, wait back, straight to the ball. You know, she's lunging out at it. All you got to do is wait back.
What position does she play?
Well, right now she's playing center fielder because she's the only one that can go get a ball.
Yeah.
But she was a shortstop last year. She's played a little. She's athletic like a mom.
Yeah.
She didn't get my athleticism, thank God.
But she can do it all. Swiss Army knife out there.
Yeah. Yeah, but she's a little bitty. She's super fast.
I might have to come check it out. Yeah. I know. I always say I might have to check stuff out.
He says he might. You might have checked out Tarzan. You might have checked out all kinds of stuff.
It was one thing. So when he says all kinds of stuff, that's because he doesn't have another thing to say that I could have checked out.
<It's true.
laughs> I just want you guys to hear the subtleties and stuff like that. That's why you got to take everything with a grain of salt.
It's true.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
This is Callie. With C Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. Out there, wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at C Spire, customer inspired.
Introducing the new and improved BNA Bank mobile app. From setting transaction alerts and tracking your spending habits to managing travel plans and turning off a lost or stolen debit card, you can take care of all of it in the new BNA mobile app. At BNA Bank, we know that life moves pretty fast, and we have the mobile technology to keep up with your life on the go. BNA Bank. Local. Invested. Modern banking.
Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has over 5 million active members, and it's fun and it's simple. Pick 2 or more players from any sport, and whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at Prize Picks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards. The only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with Prize Picks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. That's code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code TALKOFCHAMPIONS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with Prize Picks. Run your game.
Pretty much every dog lover knows our sweet pups are absolutely a member of the family. I know my Rosie sure is. And you wouldn't feed your spouse or partner or your kids just any old thing. What they're putting in their bodies matters. And it's not any different for man's best friend. And that's where Superfood Complete from Badlands Ranch comes in. Actor Katherine Heigl came up with Superfood Complete as the best way to make sure your dog gets all the nutrients and superfoods vital to their health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. My Rosie recently started on her Badlands superfood diet, and let me tell you, we're never going back. It's fast and easy to prepare and serve, but even more, it's delicious, apparently. I haven't tried it myself, of course, but she can't seem to get enough. We've already ordered more. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. That's BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're tuned into an all-new edition of the Ivy League. That's Jared Ivy, third-year star Ole Miss defender. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit. Been on Twitter. I write for the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com.
He does do that.
Before we get out of here from the Ivy League, you've never covered this, and because I get to be your guest/host today, yep. I can. I have mentioned it many times, how nerdy you are.
I am that, yeah.
What house are you sorted into in Harry Potter?
Slytherin.
Slytherin. Sure. Have you already been sorted?
Many times.
Yeah. Okay, so Slytherin. Do you know what your wand is made of? Is it dragon hair, unicorn hair?
Man.
You sure? You're not sure? You know what your Patronus is.
That hurts my heart. I know I had Phoenix string. I can't remember the exact. I think walnut, 13 inches. But I have to maybe do some research. But I did create one of those.
Good.
I did go to Ollivander's and chop it up.
So you went into Ollivander's and said, I need my 13 and a half inch with Phoenix feather.
Yes, yeah, virtually.
Oh, hell yeah.
Virtually, I did. Well, I didn't ask for anything.
Right, of course, the wand chooses the
Of course. So, but, you know, that right. is what, you know, the cards that were dealt.
Okay. Yeah. So a Slytherin with a 13 and a half inch wand and Phoenix feather.
13.
Excuse me. Yeah. Do you know your Patronus?
Oh, man.
Mine's a terrier, Scottish terrier, which kind of fits me, like, just all done.
I can't remember. No, I'm going to have to go do that again on the website.
Here's what I want to do. Yeah. I want to take that camera, you and me, go to Universal, and do the whole thing. I want to go down Diagon Alley. Diagon Alley. I want to do the whole thing.
I do want to do that. I'm actually building the Hogwarts Lego set right now.
So. When did you get into Legos? Have you always been into Legos?
About a year ago. Me and my ex got into it and built a couple things, and then I actually kind of enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. So I kept doing it.
So what's the coolest thing you built so far?
The coolest thing I've built so far is probably I built one of the Ford GT Mechnic.
Oh, shoot.
Which just took forever. It was very complex. I probably won't do one of those for a while, but it's got butterfly doors and everything, and you know, the wheels move and turn and all that. So that's pretty cool.
See, this is the cool thing about it. It's like, you really are, he likes to play ball and chill. I mean, it's crazy.
I do. A lot of people do say that they do that.
Yeah, but no, he's legit.
No, I live that.
You live that. And he's a hell of a cook too, man. Like, I'm getting kind of jelly by all the Instagram reels, bro.
When
you
go
cook
that.
For me, man, you can come over to New Auburn. I got a grill. I'll throw some shit on.
Do you actually? Yeah, I mean, we can do something.
What's the sickest thing you grilled recently? Like that you were proud of that you said, oh shit, this could be like some.
Well, just yesterday, I didn't grill, but I just bought some new, like some cast irons.
So, oh dang, that changed.
I've been
the game.
Using those. I made a cookie skillet the other day. Very good. A little ice cream on top, and then just yesterday, I made my first steak on the cast iron. It was, you know, the crust was unbelievable.
Have you gotten close to matching the best dish of your mom? Whatever that is. What's the best dish she's got? Didn't you say it last week?
Way surpassed that. Plenty of times.
Miss Tracy!
I would say that to her.
Dang. Yeah. So you're like taking that.
My mom makes food. Like, my grandmother is a cook.
What's the best thing your grandmother makes?
Yeah. I love probably her brown stew chicken is probably my favorite thing that she makes.
Can you beat her brown stew chicken with
whatever your best dish is?
Could you beat her brown stew?
It's just two different types of like that's comfort food. Okay, I'm doing something.
But
bigger
if I'm
than
asking
that.
You to make me your best dish today,
my best dish, I'd have to choose between a couple of them. I'd have to choose.
Okay, give me an option or two. I'm trying to feel some type of way.
I do these really good, like, Mediterranean kava-style bowls, like Greek bowls. But I do them with a bunch of different stuff. Like, sometimes I'll grill chicken, sometimes meatballs, like spinach and feta meatballs, like, sometimes steak, sometimes shrimp. Like,
I figured it out.
I do a bunch of different stuff, so.
We got to get you on Chopped.
On Chopped, yeah.
Be awesome.
Yeah. I wouldn't last.
Chopped, the Ivy League.
Because those, they you know what I mean, they act like they're just off the street, but half those people are, like, already professionals.
Yeah, they had a Memphis woman from Memphis who, like, has all kinds of incredible restaurants, like chicken and waffle stuff in Memphis. And yeah, she was like, "I'm gonna make my famous chicken and waffles today." And yeah, so I get it. But hey, multi talented, versatile, both as a football player and as a person. Love you to death, dude. It's the Ivy League, brought to you always by Riverland Roofing and the Ole Miss Spirit. OleMissSpirit.com for the 3. RiverlandRoofing.com.
That's like 4 or 5 times he said that.
Yeah,
I always forget to do that. He's so good at that.
So I had to make up for all the times you
didn't. Brought to you by Riverland Roofing and the Ole Miss Spirit. That's OleMissSpirit.com. There's apparently a deal going on right now. But speaking of deals, you can come to Riverland Roofing for all your roofing
needs. All your roofing needs.
He knows the phone number by heart. Yeah. I do not.
Yeah, I don't want to repeat it now because now you put me on the spot. No, that's not it.
Was that?
Yeah, no, that's the wrong number.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. He's Jared Ivy. This is his show. It's the Ivy League on the Talk of Champions Podcast Network. I have another Talk of Champions from the Talk of Champions Riverland Roofing Studios, I should say, on Friday. Until then, he's Jared. Thanks for watching. Thank you, man. It's fun.
It always is.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.